Hey Channel 9, welcome back. Now in our first video of this series, we talked about the overview and vision of the developer marketplace for Office and SharePoint. And in this video, we're going to do sort of a technical drill down on that same developer marketplace. And here to sort of help me with that is Mike Amerlin and Rolando Jimenez. How you guys doing?
All right.
All right, so let's get into this. But first, let's sort of introduce you guys. So tell me a little bit about who you are, what your roles are in the company, maybe some products you've worked on. Start with you.
Yeah, so I've been in Office around 6 years now. And before Office, I was working on business solutions. Mm-hmm. So I've always been in the programmability space, so spent a lot of time. I worked in SharePoint as well when I was in Office, and I did the business connectivity services there. And now I'm working as a lead program manager for Apps for Office.
Great, very cool. You certainly sound qualified. And what about you, Mike?
Yeah, so I've been working on SharePoint for about 8 years now. I worked on mostly developer features, so things like web parts and features and how it all gets put together. And for the recent release, I'm working on the apps for SharePoint part of it. So I complement some of the work that Rolando and his team do to do the SharePoint side of that experience.
Great. Now, in the Apps for Office and SharePoint blog, you guys mentioned some things about web standards, security, performance. Can you talk a little bit more about those things and how a developer would use that to apply that to their apps?
Definitely. Apps for Office is one of the major improvements we have made since VBA, which is one technology that developers use a lot to create custom solutions on top of Office. And we wanted to align the model to the new strategy that the company has to go to the cloud. So we created a brand new way to create customizations and extensions to the Office products. So we adopted web standards. So you will see that with the new model, you can use just regular HTML, CSS, JavaScript to create your solutions on top of Office. And that's something that is brand new, and we expect to catch a lot of new developers that didn't do Office before mm-hmm. with these new technologies, because, I mean, the web is now already out there. So we expect the developers that already do web can go and do Office very easily.
Great. Now, what about security and performance?
So with respect to security, I mean, we use standard web technologies for securing connections between your app and, let's say, SharePoint as a case in point, where we use OAuth as a way to authenticate from your app to SharePoint and vice versa. So it works really well that way. You can leverage whatever you know when you're building out web apps, whether it's for SharePoint, whether it's for Office, whether it's for, you know, Facebook or some other site. It's intended to be very consistent with all those kinds of things with respect to security. Uh-huh. With respect to performance, you're building a web app. So whatever kind of tools and techniques you can use to build a web app of any form, you can really apply to building out your app for Office or your app for SharePoint.
All right, well, let's talk about these apps. What kind of apps can you build?
So in Apps for Office, we really adopted the same model. So we'll see when Mike talks a little bit about the hosting models for the both worlds, the client and the SharePoint server. You can create apps that integrate into the client. Mm-hmm. And we have three different shapes. In the first release for Office 2013, we have three shapes. We have task panes, we have content apps, and we have contextual apps that show up in mail applications like Outlook. And in the case of SharePoint, you have apps that can take a full screen experience or that can participate of existing web pages as web parts or menu extensions.
Okay, can you show us an app? Do you have a demo for us?
Definitely. I'd like to go and show you an app that we built just recently to showcase the platform. And this is a metal tracker app. I expect people to just go and use it because it's out there, it's really easy. And this app, I just love it because it showcases the power of the new platform.
So this is running in Excel, right?
This is right, running in Excel.
Okay.
And what I'm going to show is a template, an Excel template, that includes three different apps for Office. So as you will see, apps for Office basically are inserted into documents, in this case a workbook. And you can use them to bring data to Excel and then use the power of Excel. So in this particular case, it's a fun app. I love it because it is a real scenario. We use it to track medals. The Olympics just finished, and we use this app to track the medal counts. So if you come here, I want to show you the how easy it is to get apps for Office, because this is one of the key aspects of the new extensibility model, how we deploy these apps. It's really easy. They come from the web. They are available in the Office Store, which is one of the new investments we made for this platform. And in this case, we have a template that includes the apps for Office. I'm going to go to the File New Experience in Excel and just select this Metal Tracker template, which is going to bring me the workbook that has the three apps for Office that I want to show you. So in this case, you can see there is a task pane here. And this task pane is showing the metal counts for all the countries. So you can see the summary there. The key aspect of this app is that it allows me to bring the data into Excel and really let Excel shine in terms of manipulating the data. So you're using web technologies to build these apps, but once the data is in Excel, you can actually use the power of Excel to just manipulate the data. So for example, in this case, the app allows me to bring all the metal counts for all countries into the Excel spreadsheet. And I can do things like just select a few countries and then say, I want to do some conditional formatting. This is just regular Excel functionality. And then you can see how easy it is to visualize and manipulate the data once it's in Excel. So this is one type of app for Office that we support. It's a task pane. And in this case, I'm also using, for this workbook, another app that we built. This is Bubbles app. This app is pretty cool. It allows you to see your data in bubbles. So as I select different countries here, you can see how the bubbles just show up. So I can see, for example, the US is big on swimming and athletics at a glance. And I can see how China has also like swimming, diving, badminton.
So is the Bubbles app separate from the Metal Tracker app and you're using them in conjunction?
Correct. Yeah. So this is two different apps. This could have been created by two different developers or the same developer. The powerful concept here is that an end user could just create a new workbook, insert a task pane that allows me to connect to the data source. In this case, we are partnering with a data provider for the data feed for the metals. And there is this other app, the Bubbles, that is visualizing the data that is in the Excel spreadsheet.
So you could use the Bubbles app to visualize other groups of data.
Exactly.
Any group of data.
I can use the Bubbles app to visualize whatever data I want.
Love it.
So, and we also put together another app that we built. This app was built by the Bing team here at Microsoft. And this is a map app. So you can see this is just a regular Bing map, but it's in your workbook, and it allows you to visualize the same metal counts that we have on the spreadsheet. So in this case, you can do the same things you can do on the web. You can zoom in, zoom out, drill down, and see different countries and the metals that they have. So for example, let's see how the UK ended up in the medal count. 65 medals, not bad. So in this case, Bing Map, it's just rendering a web page inside Excel. But the key aspect here, it's connected to the Excel data. So whatever I do in Excel, if I change the data, this map is going to update there.
Now, is this updating connected to the web? What happens when you take this workbook offline?
That's a good question. So in this case, depending on the app and the scenario, some offline scenarios will work and some others will not. For example, in the case of the map, if I don't have the connection to the Bing Map service, it's really bad, hard to render anything. But what we do is, since it's in the workbook, we actually take a snapshot image. So if you're disconnected and you open this workbook and it cannot connect to the map service, it will show you at least a snapshot of the last time you saw the map.
Perfect.
And as soon as you connect, it will start rendering again.
Very cool. Now, Mike, you talked about hosting. Do you want to talk about the hosting models for apps?
Yeah, sure. So when you're building an app for Office or an app for SharePoint, there's basically three main hosting models that you can use to host and get your apps out there. And first is what we call the provider-hosted model, where basically it's up to you, the provider of the app, to go host it. And so the beauty of this is you can use Azure, you can use your own hosting, you know, co-located servers in a rack somewhere, you can use Amazon, you can use whatever technologies you want to go build out and host the application. So that's really the beauty of it. If you're really into building a Rails-based app, you could do that. If you want to build on .NET, ASP.NET MVC, go for it. Whatever you want to use to go host the app, you host it. The next option is something we call auto-hosted. And so for auto-hosted, what we have is an option that we're working for SharePoint Online, where what you'll do is you'll provide essentially a package with a database and with some Azure components. And when somebody goes and installs the app, we'll go to Azure, an Azure backend, and we'll provision all those components just for that one app instance, and then wire it all together so that you can talk back to SharePoint, and you can host your app in Office, and it really all comes together. So the benefit of this is that you can use whatever Azure has available to it. You know, if you're, again, if you want to build an MVC app or what have you, you can use whatever you want in Azure. And as an app developer, you don't necessarily need to worry about the hosting because they're always going to provision something every time someone goes and installs a new version of your app. So it takes some of the logistics, if you will, of actually hosting the app away from you. So that's an option that we currently have in preview for SharePoint Online, mm-hmm. and we're working to finish that up so that you can actually offer apps in the marketplace after we release that leverages this auto-hosting capability. The third option we have is SharePoint hosting. And so in this case, what SharePoint is basically doing is it's acting as a file store for storing all your HTML files, your JavaScript, your CSS. You can use things like SharePoint lists as kind of like miniature database tables. So you can build some you know, small and medium-sized apps that just leverage HTML and CSS and JavaScript and lists. And do things like build out apps for Office or build out apps for SharePoint using that option as well. So three main choices. Of course, among these, probably the provider hosted is the best because it gives you the full freedom to do whatever you want for building out your
really
app.
Really something for everyone.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And what about packaging and deployment options?
That's a great question. Actually, I want to show you in terms of how you package these apps. There is a unified package format that we use that you can leverage for packaging your SharePoint apps or your apps for Office. Uh-huh. In the case of apps for Office, we also support a lightweight option, which is you just need to provide an XML file. And the way we distribute these apps is you publish that XML file, which describes the app, to a store. In our case, for this particular app, we have the Office Store, which is a global store that is available to every Office user. But we also support the notion of a private catalog or enterprise catalog that companies can set up based on SharePoint or just a file system and then publish their apps there. So users automatically get the apps from the store, and that's the way apps get deployed to users. In terms of packaging, you can use the package format that I mentioned that allows you to package either a single app for Office, a single app for SharePoint, or you can even combine them. You can have an app for SharePoint that includes app for Office extensions so that you can enable really cool scenarios. Like, for example, imagine you have a expense report scenario for your company and you want to have a workflow, SharePoint list, and documents as part of your solution, but you also want to have an extension in Excel that helps users fill in the expenses and use Excel just to manipulate data. You can package all that as a single unit
gotcha.
And deploy it to the catalog, your corporate catalog or even the Office Store if it's a public solution. And it's really easy for users to get the solutions once it's there.
Now, will this Metal Tracker app be public?
It is already public. For users that already have the preview of 2003, they can just run Excel. And if they come to the new option to create a new workbook, mm-hmm. they will see the Metal Tracker template right there.
Great.
So it's as easy as just double-click there, and you'll get it. You'll be able to use it. From a developer perspective, I just want to add something that it's also very interesting from the new model. Since we are sharing the same deployment model, same hosting model, same technologies, in terms of using web, JavaScript, and HTML,
yeah.
It is really easy to create a SharePoint app leveraging the code that you use for an app for Office. In this case, what we did is we also created the SharePoint version of this Metal Tracker app.
Oh, great.
So here I'm in a SharePoint site, and what I'm showing is a web part, which is a Metal Tracker web part or app part that is showing the same metal counts. Now, from a developer perspective, the interesting aspect here is that this is the same code. So
yeah.
we just reuse the code that we have inside Excel to render the part here. And I even have this connection analyzing Excel. If I click it, it will open up that Excel workbook that I show you and allow me to basically go and drill down more on the data.
Now, is that the way you think it's going to be for all apps? Will all apps be able to open in either SharePoint or Excel or whatever program within Office?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think we expect that a lot of people will build apps that, you know, take the same code base, maybe mess with the CSS a little bit to make it a little bit better form factor inside of apps for Office.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the same code base, and yeah, you can expose it in both places. And frequently people want to do that, right? They want to sort of do some slicing and dicing in Excel, maybe have a Word template that shows, you know, a report or a form of some form, and, you know, they have the corresponding app for Office in that, and then it all stores the data back in SharePoint. And SharePoint then provides, like, a dashboard or something like that to show the status.
And that's a very important aspect from my perspective of the new model, that in the past we had like different technology stacks for Office developers and SharePoint developers. You did like VBA, VSTO add-ins, COM add-ins in Office, and you did SharePoint apps, CSCSOM, and the REST services in SharePoint. And it was really hard for a developer to really be develop expertise in both worlds. Now we are basically coming together with the web, and as you can see, I mean, as you learn how to do web, how to integrate into Office and SharePoint, and then you can create these apps that leverage the full power of the suite.
Great. How long did it take you guys to build that app?
Well, that's a great question. This app, it took us just 2 weeks. So just right before the Olympics, we started the project. We had a couple of developers. We worked with a vendor. And we actually use a lot of the Microsoft technologies, and it worked great. We use Windows Azure. So we are hosting this app in a Windows Azure website. Of course, we use Visual Studio to build the whole project, including the SharePoint app. We use the TFS preview that it's also available for collaborative development. And that worked great. We also used Office 365 for our own kind of internal collaboration, the spec and the code and all the project management was done through Office 365. So it was really great to see how easy it is just to run a project in a short timeline, just 2 weeks from zero, like inception of the concept, to app in the store, just using all the technologies that we have available.
Great, and that's all available right now for the public to get out there and start developing apps for Office, right?
It is all out there, yes.
Dev.office.com.
There it is, dev.office.com. Well, thank you guys very much, and stick around for part 3 of our developer marketplace series for Office and SharePoint.